The whole third midsection of Randy's left brain was affected, which is speaking, writing, and reading, Mary explains. I remember when we started learning the letter A, it took us 2 months. Randy also worked hard to be able to sing Amazing Grace, which he performed, his voice obviously still weak, in October of 2016, when he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Singing is easier as it comes from the right side of the brain. Memory and repetitive things are stored there, Mary says. And though he still struggles with speech, he has full facility as far as recognition and recall, she says. There are, of course, moments of frustration for the couple, who wed in a small private ceremony in 2015. I just back up and give him his space. I let him know it's okay to be frustrated, Mary says. It pained me at first to see him hurt, but I also knew that was part of growing and relearning. As for her own struggle, I go into my closet and I cry for a minute, then I come back out like nothing's wrong, she says. It helps. You surround yourself with people who are positive and encouraging. Days together on their ranch usually begin with coffee and walks around the property for therapy. Travis still uses a wheelchair as well. They attend Bible study every Thursday and often go out to see fellow singers in concert. I tell him all the time, you speak volumes in your silence, Mary says, but I want people to understand how precious conversation is. Randy and I used to sit and talk for hours. I wish I'd had more time to hear his stories. Now the two share one big dream for their future, that he'll sing again, says Mary. Travis nods and sighs. So far, the deep baritone that made him famous remains a memory, but they have faith that anything is possible. We're so grateful for just the gift of life because we got to see how delicate it was, says Mary. As we've learned, you never know from day to day. We'll never give up hope.